Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
To talk high school baseball on the Coach's Corner. Final day of the regular season this afternoon for the Carbon Dinos. A team in the local area, the Emory Spartans, they wrapped up the season last week with a loss to the Juab Wasps, the projected number one team in the state. It was a battle, 7-2, the final score. Gets away late from Emory, and that completes the regular season for the Spartans. They will now play the waiting game to see where they sit. Anticipation definitely building for rounds 1 and 2 of the 3A state tournament. We'll talk about the regular season for the Spartans. Joining us right now over the phone, manager Chase Julian. And Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Definitely. Coach, the regular season is now complete. It comes to an end with a loss to Juab on Thursday. You get the number one team in the state, team that I know a lot of people are gunning for. And if we go back to the way the season ended, I guess the big positive in this one, you guys managed to hang with Juab.
Yeah, we did. We had, I think it was four, even five innings we held with them until we had a few errors that ended up scoring a few runs for them. And they give up some errors and runs to a team like that, and they don't look back. So
I think that's kind of been the reoccurring theme throughout the entire season. Coach, I don't know if this is a fair assessment or not, if you agree, but I feel like this is a team that can literally play with anyone. You guys have proven that. If it's Juab or if it's Carbon, those are the top two teams in the 3A classification according to the RPI. You guys have been in most games, every game, with those two teams that you have played. It's just little costly errors at the wrong time.
Yeah, and even Canyon View, we played. I felt like we played well with Canyon View. We have, we're a young team, and we've made a few costly errors that end up costing us. But yeah, you're right. We can compete with anyone out there. We've just got to make sure we our mental aspects there and limit the errors.
What have you learned about your team, Coach, now that we've reached the end of the regular season, we're gearing up for that second season, the postseason? What stands out to you about your team, maybe something that you didn't know going into the year?
I knew these kids and these boys, if they get after it and they're go-getters, but they fight and they don't stop. I mean, it's tough for teams that we play because you've got to make sure you get every single out, and they're just competitive down to the last out.
Is that something, Coach, that that gives you hope that this team can make a deep postseason run? Because once you get to the playoffs, it's one game. That's all it is.
Yeah, and it is. It's something that I think will help us in the postseason because in those types of games, you've got to get all the outs. You got to make sure you got to play till that final out, and I think it'll help us. Because we don't stop, we keep going until the last out. It's tough to get us because we fight and fight the whole entire game.
We'll talk about some individuals now that the regular season's complete. Gannon Ward really come on at the plate. It was a rather slow start for him. I remember talking to him at the beginning of April, and he wasn't real thrilled with his batting average at that particular time. But if we go back and look at what he's done over the last, I don't know, the last 10 games or so, this kid is hitting like we expected Gannon. I think right now he's just a hair under 600, if I'm not mistaken, for the season. His OBP is well over 600. His OPS is around 1.5. I mean, he really has come on for you guys offensively.
Yeah, and I mean, even at the first of the year, he wasn't happy because those hits, he was still hitting the ball. They just weren't falling. They were to somebody. So, I mean, he wasn't happy as he wanted to be, but Gannon's the type of kid, he wants to hit 1,000. If he gets out one time, he's not happy with it. So, I mean, it's good to have. It's awesome that he's got that mindset and keeps getting after it every single at-bat, and you need that.
Obviously, teams are going to make adjustments, and while Wade and Mason have been just spectacular all season long, how did opposing teams adjust with Cade? Because he was putting up video game numbers at the beginning of the season, and obviously teams are going to have to, they're going to have to prepare for that.
Yeah, he got himself in a little slump. Teams started pitching him more out and more off speed that he would get too far out in front of and ground out or pop out. And I mean, he was still making contact. It was just not like we were used to seeing it the first of the year. But they made the adjustments, and I wasn't good enough to adjust back in time and help him out. So he kind of got himself into a slump, but I think he's kind of working out of it now, which is a good time to work out of it.
And no question, no question. Some of the other kids, Coach, we talk about the back half of the lineup. Feels like every time I talk to you, I always ask you about this. We started seeing some big production offensively that back half. Hayden Abrams is a kid that I think you probably, for an underclassman, you're probably pretty happy with what you've seen from him.
Yeah, he's a young kid. He's hitting the ball well. He has pitched well for us this year in some big situations. So I'm very pleased with his production. And he's a kid that makes it tough on defenses because of how fast he is.
If you get, we'll say, average production out of that back half of the lineup going into the state tournament, I don't think there's any doubt that this team can hit with anyone in the state, because 1 through 4, I mean, as we've talked about, Gannon around 600, Wade's around 600, Mason, he's hitting in the mid-300s. Same thing with Hayden. I mean, if you start getting that back half production, Coach, this is a team that could be dangerous and put up a lot of runs.
Yeah, they're a tough team. If you can get that back half of the lineup to get some production, they're a tough team to hang with. They can score a lot of runs, and they can do it.
Again, our guest right now is manager Chase Julian of the Emory High School baseball team. Coach, let's jump to the defense. Now that we prepare for the postseason, what does your rotation look like? How do you tighten things up? And you know, who are some kids that you look at and say, okay, we're going to have to rely on you to eat up major innings?
So Wade is definitely going to be one that is going to have to eat up some major innings for us. Trevin Gilbert, he pitched well yesterday against Juab in the JV game. He's going to have to be a kid. Easton Nelson will be one. I'll have to go to Hayden Abrams, Gannon Ward, and even Turner Stoker is going to have to eat up a lot of numbers for us. And so Turner's actually, his last couple outings, he's pitched well for us in the varsity level. And so it's good to see moving into the state tournament, because we're going to need some innings out of all of them.
Are you happy with what you've seen? I mean, as far as production front to back and pitching?
Yeah, our pitching, we started off slow, but at the first of the year, it's not too much of a worry for me. It's more of a worry seeing live batters and getting some arm strength built up and making sure we keep an arms healthy for later on in the season. And right now I feel like we've had a couple early arm issues, but we've worked out of that, and I think we've got all our arms healthy and ready to go for the state tournament finally. So it's a good time to gain the healthiness in pitching.
Let's talk about the state tournament, Coach, because it's kind of a long wait before, basically, it's just sit and wait until the final RPI comes out, and then you'll have a little bit of a break heading into next weekend. And so is that a good thing? I mean, are you happy to not have any baseball to play early next week, or would you like to have another game?
I would like to have another game. It's always good. It's always better for those kids to see live pitching than me and the other coaches throwing BP to them. But it didn't work out. We didn't lose too many games and have to reschedule too many games. So it'll be good for them. They can kind of get a break, relax, refresh everything, and just start fresh right into that state tournament.
Is that kind of the way you handle it next week? I mean, you early on in the week, do you let them rest a little bit and ramp things up, or have you thought about the way you're going to handle practice?
I'll probably ramp it up more towards the beginning. Well, probably like a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday will be ramped up. We'll kind of take it easier on Friday and then get right into the tournament on Saturday.
It definitely is an exciting time, Coach. Got to ask you, how have you grown this year? What's been the biggest learning curve for you?
I don't know. There's so many learning curve stepping into it as the head coach for the first time. You get so many rule changes and just knowing the players and the kids, what their tendencies are. And I think the biggest thing for me has been kind of not knowing as much information about the other teams as I would like has been probably the biggest struggle for me. But learning and getting into it, I think learning the systems and the rules is always a challenge too. But
Coach, what we'll end with this is as we prepare for that next season, how do you believe the region prepared you guys for the competition that you're going to see? I mean, obviously, Carbon and Canyon View, very good teams, Richfield, Grand, it seemed pretty difficult. I mean, do you feel that those squads prepared you guys for what's next?
Yeah, I do. I think we have, if not the toughest region in 3A, one of the toughest regions. And Richfield, they hit the ball well. Carbon and Canyon View, I think they were in the top three in the state for most of the year. So they've got good programs and good teams, and so it's good to face teams like that and try to work through. We had some mental errors when we played them, and it's good to play them and play them three times and be able to work through some of those mental errors and try to fix them before we get to the state tournament.
Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on and get an update on the team. I really appreciate you taking out the time. Best of luck moving into the state tournament. I look forward to seeing you at the games.
Yeah, thank you.
It's manager Chase Julian again of the Emory Spartans. Later this week, we'll bring you the complete bracket. Stay tuned as soon as the RPI is released, and we'll prepare for the state tournament this weekend. We're going to break for a moment. When we return, we'll flip to the NBA. Game one of the Eastern Semis tonight. We get the Celtics and the 76ers. We'll talk about that. Steph Curry, LeBron James once again. Game one tomorrow in the West Semis. It's all straight ahead. It's Drive Time Sports live from the Sutherland Studios.